Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really getting into something pretty ambitious. It's called ternary moral logic, or TML. Basically, it's about building ethics, like durable ethics, right into AI systems.
Exactly. And it's not just about the usual allowed any switch, you know?
Right. It moves beyond that simple binary. There's this crucial third state involved.
And that's tied into, I think, the most interesting shift here. We're moving from just explainable AI, XAI, towards accountable AI.
Explainable versus accountable. So XAI is like showing your work.
Yeah, showing work. Yep. But AI demands proof, like actual verifiable records you could, in theory, take to court. So our goal today is really to look at how durable this whole TML structure is. It's built on these 8 pillars designed really to last, to resist ethical drift over time.
Okay, let's start with the core idea then. This triadic principle. You've got +1, which is moral affirmation.
Affirmation, yes. Let proceed.
Then -1, moral refusal. Stop.
Correct.
And the big one, 0, the sacred pause. What exactly is that?
Ugh, the sacred pause. It's not an error. That's key. It's deliberately designed in. Think of it as engineered hesitation.
Hesitation for what? Moral thinking.
Pretty much. It acts like a parallel conscience. If the AI hits a point of high ethical uncertainty, it triggers this pause. And that pause means either a human needs to step in, or at minimum, it creates a really detailed log of the situation.
Which leads to these moral trace logs you mentioned.
Exactly. And these aren't just any logs. They're designed to be immutable, unchangeable, and legally sound, court ready.
So, wait, does that change how blame works? Like, liability.
It potentially flips the burden of proof. Think about it. If an AI causes harm and there isn't a clear moral trace log showing why it acted,
then the absence of the log itself suggests negligence.
Precisely. The assumption becomes that the system or its oversight failed.
Okay, immutable logs, court ready. That immediately brings up a conflict, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You've got this always memory pillar for accountability, needing long-term records.
Right, perpetual audit trails.
But then you have privacy laws, like GDPR's right to erasure. How do you square that circle?
That's where ethical key revocation, or EKR, comes in. It's quite clever, actually. TML doesn't store raw personal data in these logs long term. It stores pseudonymized proofs of events.
Pseudonymized proofs. So not the actual data.
Correct. Think of it like a cryptographic fingerprint of what happened linked to a person, but not containing their raw info. EKR satisfies the right to erasure by essentially throwing away the key needed to decrypt even that pseudonymizing link. The proof remains in the audit trail, cryptographically, but the personal connection is severed, rendered inaccessible.
So accountability stays, but the personal data connection can be broken on request. That's neat. What about the laws themselves? There's a human rights pillar linked to UN documents, ICRC guidelines.
Yes, foundational legal texts.
But laws and interpretations can change or get politicized. How does TML stop those ethical anchors from drifting?
Through a document trigger mechanism. It's quite robust. The system doesn't just vaguely refer to these treaties. It uses a cryptographic hash, a unique digital fingerprint of this specific canonical version of that treaty.
A hash? Like for checking file integrity?
Exactly like that. If anyone, anywhere, officially changes even a comma in that canonical document,
the hash changes.
The hash changes instantly. And that mismatch triggers a sacred pause. The AI won't proceed based on potentially outdated or manipulated ethical guidelines. It forces a review.
So it prevents silent, subtle overrides. It demands explicit confirmation of changes. That builds in resilience. Okay, pulling this together, longevity. You mentioned a durable core and an adaptive periphery.
That's the architectural philosophy, yes. The core ideas, the sacred pause, the moral trace logs, these are philosophical and safety primitives. They don't really depend on specific technology. They're timeless.
And the periphery, that's where the tech comes in.
Right. That's the implementation layer. Things like using public blockchains for anchoring the logs, for example. That's in the periphery. It could adapt as technology evolves.
Does using blockchains raise energy concerns? There's an earth protection pillar too, right? Seems like a conflict.
It would be if they used energy-hungry methods. But TML specifically avoids that. It uses very efficient techniques like open timestamps or Merkle batching.
Yeah.
These let you anchor huge numbers of logs with minimal energy costs. So it aligns with the earth protection pillar.
So the whole system seems designed for, well, coherence, each part supporting the others.
Absolutely. That's its real strength. It's not just one feature, it's the integration. You have layers like the hybrid shield, which combines mathematical proof with institutional checks and balances across different organizations. It's all about eliminating single points of failure.
It sounds like this Gaucassian promise idea, designing a system to outlive its creator and resist ethical decay,
is woven through the whole thing. So a final thought maybe for you listening. If TML aims for this kind of long-term resilience in AI, what practical steps could you take starting today to make your own digital life, your own decisions, more resilient against future manipulation or, well, ethical decay? Something to think about as these autonomous systems become more common. Thank you for diving deep with us today.